This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Earlier this year, the Financial Times calculated that when some oil and gas reserves closer to Scotland were included, an independent Scotland would have a per capita national income larger than France's and bigger than Italy's, even without that fossil fuel factored in. There's new data that millennials in the U.S. are just as likely to use credit and debit cards or smartphone payment apps as they are cash when buying stuff in person. Think cappuccino, think a bottle of Advil. Millennials are folks who entered the workforce after the year 2000, so people in their early 30s on down. Marketplace's Queen of Kim checks in this morning on the future of cash, if there is one.
Millennials might be turning away from cash, but their elders still prefer it. Matt Schultz is an analyst with CreditCard.com, which did the survey.
For those who are 65 and older, for example, about 82% of them prefer cash.
The survey also found a country-city divide when it comes to cash. About 80% of people living in rural areas prefer paying with greenbacks, but only around 60% of city dwellers do. David Stearns is a professor at the University of Washington, and he says we can get a few clues as to why by looking at the unbanked.
So you got to remember that not everybody has a bank account.
And so they have to use cash. Stern says that accounts for about 8% of the households in the United States. He says cash also remains a big part of our culture.
When you're traveling and you want to tip the person who carries your bags, or when the plate comes around in a Christian church, it's important to be able to put something physically in that plate.
Stern says folks have been predicting the end of cash since the 1960s, but for all these reasons, he doesn't see it happening anytime soon. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.